BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including a call with our listener Christian, who's been set up on a Halloween blind date. Charlie Sloth is back on Real or No Real, and an actual MBE plays innuendo bingo. Cycling legend Geraint Thomas, with him and Chris on bikes. That is Sigma, Distortion and Jacob Banks on Radio 1. Saw them on a private jet on Instagram, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, I did. Unless I've misseen this, unless it was green screen or something like that, but I don't think it was. No, you can get some funky private filters on Instagram and Snapchat nowadays.
They are private jet material now, though, Sigma.
I saw them on there with our good friend Majestic as well.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Right.
He was taking all the pictures.
Yeah. Probably sharing the cost there, I would imagine, because they're quite expensive.
You know so many pop stars, right? Why can't we get on a private jet with a pop star?
Because
Majestic's done it.
No, not that many people have them. It's only the creme de la creme that have them.
And Sigma are like the cream now, aren't
they? They're up there now.
BBC Radio 1.
Big hits. Good lads as well. Hi, Lou.
Hiya.
You all right?
Very excited.
But why?
Because G is on bingo with you guys later.
Yeah, I need to clear this up for you, Scott. So immediately when Lou there says G, you think Mr. G off
Summer Heights High,
which is one of your favourite shows, right, Chris Lilly?
Yeah.
No, G is the...
Coffee, before we teach you.
G is the way that Geraint Thomas is often referred to. It's like his nickname. He's known as G.
So he's... Okay. So can I call him G this afternoon?
Yeah, you can. I was reading his book, and so many people get his name wrong that it just boils down to G. That's the easiest way to deal with it.
All right, so I'm just going to call him G because Geraint is... it's prone to error, that, isn't it?
It seems to be one of those things that people often go and ask him for autographs, and they'll mispronounce it. They'll get it wrong.
I can't believe we've got an MBE. On innuendo bingo today. This must be a first. Did you wake up all excited today, Lou?
I went to bed excited, I woke up excited, and I've continued to be excited.
This is like Christmas Day for you.
I love Christmas, but it might actually be better than Christmas Day.
Why do you love him so much?
Because he is like a British legend, and I love cycling, and he's just normal and nice.
Yeah.
And he loves Disney, and... Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's a curveball.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Are you pleased he's doing innuendo bingo as well?
Definitely. Like, to be able to watch it live is going to be just, yes, amazing. Yes.
If I'd known this, yeah. I would have brought in my Pocahontas soap dish, which I have at home.
Amazing.
You can still speak to him about it. Just one thing I should say, don't call him Mr. G. It's just G. Okay?
All right, cool. I'm with it. I'm really looking forward to meeting him. So this is at 1:45, and also, Lou, today we're doing Innuendo Bingo for the first time on bikes.
On a bike. Amazing.
Are you going to be watching?
Yes, definitely.
Right, you know how to do that?
TV, red button, online, on your mobile.
Not red button, it's not on there.
Oh, is it not on red button?
No, but
you
can watch it on the Radio 1 website.
I'll play it later.
On your phone?
On my phone.
Just go to Radio 1 website and put it on your computer, laptop, phone. And I'll say hi to G for you at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Kiss me
like you mean it. Yes, Murs. On your Murs. Baby, let's do this right. Kiss me.
Kiss me like you mean it.
Kiss me.
What's that? Why?
Go on.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. I'm in a really silly mood today. I'm so looking forward to Innuendo Bingo. It's good to have a rest from Innuendo Bingo every now and again because it makes you want it more.
Yeah. Well, we've said this before. I think it's a little break every now and then is not the worst idea.
Doesn't harm it. So if you've got any clips that you've got and you have been sending them in while I was off, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You know that we can't do Innuendo Bingo without you, basically. It makes people watch TV in a whole different way now. People are just looking out for the innuendos. Mm. So all I need is the show that it was on, what they said, channel, time, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Geraint Thomas, MBE, cycling legend,
MBE.
On innuendo bingo today at 1:45. This is huge.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that I've got you both bikes today, don't you, for innuendo bingo?
He's bringing his bike.
Yeah, but I've got you one as well.
Cool. Thank you.
That's right. So this is going to be like, you've never seen this kind of thing before. And we've done, Inyo have been going all sorts of weird and wonderful places. We've done it mid-air before. We've done it, like, we remember we did the Strictly ones last year, like in the ballroom scenario.
Yeah, we've done it on land, we've done it in air, we've not done it in water yet, that's only a matter of time. And, I mean, we've never done it on bike.
Never. Can you ride?
Can I ride? Mm-hmm. Can I ride a bike?
Yes.
Well, I can, but I can't imagine you riding a bike.
This is like when you say you can't imagine me driving. I can do both.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
Honestly.
Why do I look like the kind of person to you, be honest, that would not be able to ride a bike?
I don't know, because I can't tell if it's just the coordination thing or if it's that I just can't imagine you doing something like that without, say, a staff member kind of holding the bike up like human stabilisers. Don't look at me like that. So, it's true. Right.
Okay, well, don't you go cycling sometimes?
I like to cycle every now and then, yeah.
Mm, with Martin?
With my girlfriend's dad, yeah.
All right, okay.
You make it sound like there's something weird in that. Every now and then we have to go for a cycle, right? But he has a well-nice bike, so he does it to make himself feel better.
But just saying cycling with Martin sounds better. Don't explain that it's your girlfriend's
National
dad.
Radio.
You know, you go cycling with Martin sometimes. Every Monday. We should go. I'll show you.
I'd love to.
I'll show you. Maybe bring Martin along.
Let's do a race.
Make a day of it.
Let's do a tour to something around your area. That would be awesome.
I'm up for it. Okay, so bingo on bikes today at 1:45 with Mr. G.
I. Put my money where my mouth is. And laid my cards. I'ma go out fighting, leave my scars.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Garen Thomas, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I can't believe we have got an MBE, a track cycling world champion, a double Olympic gold medalist, and Commonwealth Games road champion to play innuendo bingo today. It's quite incredible. Why did you say yes to this?
Well, I'm used to riding in the rain back home in Cardiff, so
yeah,
I thought,
that's true.
Why not? Mm. Give it a go.
Like, so many people are so excited for this today. We're getting so many texts and emails.
It's great. It's just
tweets.
Like you're bringing a touch of class to proceedings.
That's what we said yesterday. It's a bit of class that I think Innuendo Bingo is lacking. You're bringing it.
We have some greats on Innuendo Bingo, right? We've had some Hollywood A-listers, of course. But then also we've had, cast members that have also done very well in their own field of expertise.
In the reality shows.
The Only Way is Essex and Main Chelsea, and big respect to them. But
you can actually do something. So this is new for us.
You're a proper champ.
Yeah.
Cheers, thanks. You two aren't bad yourselves.
Oh, cheers.
There's a lot of love.
Congratulations on getting married. Is that what you say? Congratulations on your wedding.
Cheers.
The honeymoon looked nice.
Yeah, it was. We were over in America, so biggest decision I've had to make was if I want cheese on my burger.
Oh,
that's about it.
And now you're back into it, are you? Back into the regime?
Slowly getting into it now, so.
Yeah. But you could eat burgers on your honeymoon.
Yeah. And we certainly made the most of it, so. Yeah.
Like, in your book, which is out, The World of Cycling According to G, it says that you have 6,000 calories a day when you're training, right?
Yeah, on the big days, yeah.
But can that be bad food, or does it all have to be good food? Matter because you're training so much?
Yeah, it's more quality, I guess. So, there's a lot of, like, it's boring, but, you know, it's nutritious and it does what we need.
Yeah, but what do you mean by that? Like, because you can get a good quality lasagna, for example. Do you mean you're not eating that? You're talking about it's very plain food.
Yeah, it's maybe an extra, I don't know, salmon fillet and another scoop of rice or something.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking that like pizzas and that, aren't you? That's not it.
No, when's the last time you had a pizza?
When we were in Hawaii, actually. I had a Hawaiian, thought, why not?
Why not one in Hawaii?
Was your honeymoon just the best excuse to completely go for it?
Why not?
Basically, yeah. The last month of just, eating rubbish and drunk a lot.
Because you were off, yeah?
Hmm. I'm feeling it now, though.
I also like the bit where it says you have two wardrobes.
Yeah.
One at your mum's house, which is like elasticated pants, and then one which is like, here's my training gear. Does your weight up go up and down that much?
Yeah, I'm struggling to get in my kit today, to be honest. I was a bit nervous about that.
Really?
But yeah, so you get so sort of finely tuned and so lean that, yeah, as soon as you sort of let go, quite a 5-6 kilos can come on pretty quickly.
In what period of time? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks.
Having two wardrobes, though, imagine that. I think more and more I'm seeing similarities between you two and what you would like to kind of be like.
Mm-hmm. I've got a fat wardrobe also.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm using it right now. Can you also explain bonking to me? Because it's not what I thought it was.
Yeah, well, bonking to a cyclist, I guess, is just when you run out of energy, like hitting the wall for a runner.
Right, okay.
So,
And how does that make you feel? What do you feel?
You go a bit blurry vision, a bit jelly, you know, you can't really feel your arms and your legs, and you just sort of, you don't ride in a straight line.
Why does that happen? Because you've pushed yourself too hard or you've not had enough fuel?
A combination of both, really. Mainly the fuel bit, so, yeah.
It's fascinating, this.
It's crazy, some of the stuff you've gone through and your injuries as well. Again, like reading the book, what's the thing about your spleen?
What? Yeah, it's crashed in Australia and basically ruptured my spleen and had it removed, and so... You don't need it.
Because you were racing at the time, you wouldn't take morphine, is that right?
Yeah. Well, I was due to be racing 2 days later, and I was like, well, I can't have morphine because it's banned. Mm. But then, yeah, when they said what had happened, I was like, well, I'm not going to be racing for a while now.
And
you're like, I didn't even need that spleen anyway.
But being a cyclist, because obviously there's that video of you where you crash into the, what's it, like the telegraph pole or the lamppost, or it's the big
and then keep
pole,
going.
Isn't it? But you have to get up and keep going. And what's been the worst case of that for you, where you've properly crashed?
The worst is when you can't get up. That's when you know it's bad. So I had one big crash in Italy on a time trial bike, went down like a ravine and fractured my pelvis and, hit my... I bust my nose, there's blood everywhere. And it was... that's when you know it's... that's when you get a bit scared.
That's when you have an inkling something's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, this makes you falling off that stage recently at that student gig look rubbish, doesn't it? And you really milked that.
I really did.
Yeah. Imagine being Mr. G.
Stop calling him Mr.
Sorry, G. Okay, we're going to play Kid Ink and Chris Brown. You know about Inyo Bingo, right?
Yeah.
Aware of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said before, just before you came on air, I'm sure you said that you've played Innuendo Bingo before. What did you mean?
Yeah, with my mother-in-law. We were on holiday 2 years ago and we played it in Thailand. As you do.
As you do. Okay, well, that's an honour.
What, so you took a... Was it an was it like a bingo that was on YouTube or something like that? And you listened to the
clips?
And
we played it in the background and, yeah.
Wow. Just spat.
Went for it, yeah.
Wow.
If there was a poster for this show, that would be going on it.
With your mother-in-law as well. That's a strange one.
Yeah, she's not your average mother-in-law.
No, fine. Sure. Okay, she loves a bit of bingo. Okay, so you're going to be able to watch this a minute on your phone, on your laptop, in your computer. And I know that you've got a bike here today, so we're going to do it on your bike. And Chris, we've got one for you as well.
Matt, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Bingo on bikes with G next on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, the cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So pleased to say that we have Geraint Thomas, MBE, cycling legend, on the show today playing Innuendo Bingo. So the idea is you put water in your mouth, some innuendos will play from various TV and radio shows. Obviously, if the innuendo is funny enough, the two people playing will spit the water out. So it's Geraint against Chris. We're going over to the live lounge now for this special On Bikes edition. Hi, guys.
Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hello. Okay, so if you're watching this now, you'll be able to see them. it looks really good.
I thought I was getting a proper bike. This is a joke.
Right. What I didn't say was that, obviously, G's bought his own bike in. Do you want to describe your bike for us, Chris?
Well, G's here in his full sort of, Team Sky get-up. I'm here on what is the nearest thing to a tricycle. It's got stabilisers, but it has got a bell.
That's right. So I thought we'd... but you're quite low down there as well, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah, compared to G, yeah. So yeah. This is good, though, because in the tactics of the game, G, you can just absolutely soak him because you're above him.
Got height advantage, yeah.
You've got total height advantage. He's played it once before with his mother-in-law in Thailand, but today he's playing the actual thing. It's Innuendo Bingo with Geraint Thomas. Are you ready, boys?
I'm ready.
This is
right.
A cycling special. Have a look online. You will absolutely love it. It looks good. Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
G, ready to go? Okay, first we're going to Who Do You Think You Are? And Frances de la Tour is going through some old cartoons. Now, imagine her surprise when she found this one in the collection.
And then this rather pompous woman seems a bit lardy, but she's showing a leg.
Yes.
Surely 1,000 cannot be called excessive damages. And now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Oh... Double spray there from both contestants.
This is ridiculous.
Why?
I'm so much lower than him.
Yeah.
I can't spray up that high.
Yeah. And remember, G, remember to spray it all over him, you know what I mean? Don't hold back.
All right.
So there we are. Who do you think you are? Learning something new every day there.
Now a rather big lady with a huge muff.
Luisa sent that one in. Water, please. Oh, you've even got proper sport water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Tom in Warwick spotted this next clip on the F1, and David Coulthard tells us about some of the tough decisions the drivers have to make before each and every race.
I know that Kimi tends to use a mirrored visor in dry conditions, as you see Daniil there power sliding his Red Bull. So it may well be that Kimi has chosen not to have a clear visor on his wet helmet.
Come on.
Your helmet's wet now for sure.
It really is.
Kimi has chosen not to have a clear visor on his wet helmet.
Oh, it must be difficult on the F1. Sometimes you've got to make those decisions. Water, please, lads. Loads of it in the mouth. Come on. Next, we're going to Sunday Brunch, and Animatronic is their special guest. Now, when it comes to this cocktail tasting technique, I really, really hope that Anna knows what she's doing.
And using the savoury notes to play against the sweeter elements of classic cocktails.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I'm still working on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, then we'll wander on to the last one. Marcus.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and double fist it.
And holding a glass in each hand there, of course. Probably done it before.
I'm just going to go ahead and double fist it.
There we are. Any other bingos happening with Geraint Thomas? And it's good. They're on bikes. Watch it now. Let us know if you're watching. I'll give you a big shout out. Okay, now we're going to the coverage of Tour de France. Now, Geraint, you must obviously know the pressures involved in cycling professionally. Tell me, has this ever happened to you?
A 9-minute deficit at the moment for Alberto Contador. And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were 100 metres long.
100 metres?
And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
Just a bit nervous. Thank you to Kenny, who noticed that. Remember, if you spot a bingo, send it to me. It won't go to waste. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Water, please, lads. Mm-hmm. Nice bail, Chris. Are you trying to steady yourself there on that bike? On that child's bike of yours? No hands. Okay, get your waters, because she's done it again. It's Caroline Martin on BBC WM. One of our most regular contributors, actually, on Innuendo Bingo. She doesn't mean to do it, she just is. Caroline is asking her listeners, which do you prefer, Star Wars or James Bond? Caroline, please could you read the text before you read them out on air?
Kaz, there's no choice. Star Wars was the greatest film of all time, says Sean. Mark in Tamworth says Bond. Roger Moore is my favourite, yes, followed by Brosnan. Superman did more to promote religion than Star Wars. Bond every time for me, although I do have a purple lightsaber.
Oh, Caroline. It's like our listeners are texting into her now because they know.
Read them before you go on air.
I do have a purple lightsaber.
Oh, she's been the victim again.
It's always her.
Always her. Like every week she's on. Water, please.
Are you enjoying this?
Mm.
Yeah, this is very strange for me, you know.
Mm. Who's wettest?
Mm.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, definitely. Height advantage there. Now, I have been catching up on The Apprentice because I've been away. And a couple of weeks ago, the winners of the task got a sushi-making masterclass as their treat. And to celebrate, there's a special phrase that they only use in Japan. Please, everyone, listen out for it.
I make sushi. Never thought I'd do that.
Hey.
I'm ecstatic that we won. When you're celebrating, you need to say kanpai.
That's how you toast with drinks in Japan.
You need to say kanpai.
Kanpai.
Oh, kanpai.
Kanpai. And now over to BBC Breakfast.
Kanpai.
Yes. Now I missed the start of this report. Yes. Everyone all right over there? Water, please. I missed the start of this report on BBC Breakfast, so I've got no idea what this girl is trying to learn to do.
It's actually quite easy. Now I'm getting the hang of it. But before, I'd never even touched a ball.
Yeah.
She'll get the hang of it. It's like riding a bike.
Before, I'd never even touched a ball.
Learning American football there, of course. Loads of you spotted that, including Jesse and Stacey. Dan and Eastbourne's watching... waiting for the dentist. In the dentist, just in the appointment room there, watching on his phone. Paul's watching in his van. I'm watching the very wet live lounge. I'm loving it, especially on bikes. Chris's bike is rubbish. Looks like G is taking his son out for his first bike ride. That's a great text.
Looks like he's enjoying it as well.
I know. Water, please. Now, who remembers the Winter Olympics? This is from the curling. And Christina Bertram does not hold back when she takes on the opposition.
An outturn draw from Christina Bertram. She's just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
Yes,
Christina Bertram. I mean, it's a good technique to distract them.
Just come right up and sat on the face of the Canadian.
You want one more?
Go on then, one more.
Okay.
Should we go for it?
Let's do one more.
I'm going to try stand up high on this kid's bike.
What was it?
Kanpai. That's how you say cheers in Japan, actually. Okay. Now, it's one of your favourites, Chris. I know we play this a lot, but I know that you love it.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of need to get G back because he has owned you in this today. Richard Madeley from BBC Radio 2 with his plans for the weekend.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Oh, wow. Now that was a good Inuna Bingo. Biking special. Thank you, Garen, for being on today.
Cheers, thanks
that
for having me.
Awesome. Wow. Is everyone all right in there?
Yeah. That was an honour. The Scott
Mills Daily. Mills here. Coming up, Bring Me the Horizon and One Direction's Perfect before 2:30. I've also got that new M&EK track, which I bloomin' love. I love my job, you know. What other job could you walk into work on a Tuesday morning and find Pop's Jason Derulo just sat there enjoying a cup of herbal tea?
You're living the dream.
I'm living the dream. I think it was raspberry, actually, herbal tea fans, if you want to look like Derulo himself. He did Cheyenne in the live lounge earlier with Clara. And I was actually lying awake last night thinking, oh no, I hope he can hit those high notes.
So what do you mean? You're at home stressed about the following day's live lounge?
I think it was like 1 o'clock this morning, actually. I'd been to sleep already, but I woke back up and I was like, oh no, Derulo's on tomorrow. I really hope he can do it.
It's because you live and breathe Radio 1. So
literally.
You really are a case that you would take your work home with you. Not just your work, but you care for the whole station.
I do. Cut me open, it would say Radio 1. So the high notes in the chorus, you might be aware of them, from Cheyenne. In a
recording studio, fine, but live, hard.
Oh, I wouldn't fancy this at karaoke.
Can you see why I was stressed now?
Yeah.
Because, like, on record, fine, but live...
And this was keeping you awake, was it?
Yes, for a while. Did Derulo manage to do it? Let's find out. There we are.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded a bit slightly off. It sounded like they're trying to cover it up with more slap of the bass.
Slapping. However, that is a hard song to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy it.
No. I love Jason Derulo. You know that. So here is Cheyenne from the Radio 1 Live Lounge earlier.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Justin Bieber on the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning? He said loads of good stuff, just chilling, having a bit of a drink with Grimmy. It was recorded last week. And you know how he's the biggest on social media? There must be an art, right, to taking a good selfie if you're Justin Bieber. So he taught Grimmy how to do it.
You gotta get the angles right.
Okay,
let's do
a lesson.
Angle, this.
I think it's something in the eyebrow that you do.
Yeah, well. I raise my eyebrows a little bit.
See, if I do it, my friends are like, don't do the Bieber face.
Really?
Look, I do that. I go for like a...
Because you squint your eyes and do a little bit too much. I'm not giving Zoolander.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
just,
it looks
I'm
like.
I'm just slightly just...
So I need to be past you on the way to Zoolander, but not as far.
But not as far.
Not as far.
No, but on that same...
Yeah, in the same way.
Route,
same.
I hope you're taking those tips.
Oh,
slightly,
right.
Slightly raised eyebrows, please.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
If you want to see that interview, it's all on BBC iPlayer. If you missed it this morning, Justin Bieber with Grimmy. Just an open and honest chat about loads of stuff. Sometimes helps when you can just have a drink, you know. Obviously, we're not allowed to do that in the studio, but it's Justin Bieber. We made a one-off kind of excuse for him. So the second single to be taken from his fourth album, Purpose, which will be released on the 13th of November, is called Sorry. Follow-up to What Do You Mean, which was an absolute smash. His first UK number one single, 5 weeks number one, ridiculous amount of streams. This single, produced by Skrillex. Justin Bieber is the most followed person on Twitter, and that's because he puts his eyebrows up a little bit when he does a selfie. iPlayer, if you want to see that chat, and this is Sorry, Track of the Day on Radio 1.
Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
BBC Radio 1.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. Hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As the writing's on the wall.
He's taking time off music to find love, cause you can't do both. That's Sam Smith. And Writing's on the Wall. You know when you're at that's on the radio, the first time I was like, oh, I don't know. When it's actually loud in the cinema at the start of the film, it is properly epic.
And then it's just you, is it just the start, is it? Or does it come back at any point?
There's, it does come back, just the music, not Sam on it.
Well, don't do a plot spoiler.
But just the... That. When James Bond's having some, a lie down with one of the ladies.
Fine.
So it appears twice in the film. That's not a plot spoiler, is it?
Well,
James Bond has a lie down with a lady. That happens in every film.
Well, no, but you never know what the dramatic twist is going to be in the Bond film as it comes out. And there's always that suspicion, isn't there?
I don't think I've revealed too much. You know, like the film started, the premiere of the film started really late last night because obviously they're there to get all the cast in and the cast have to do a speech.
How does it work? Can you explain to me how these premieres work? So you turn up, there's the red carpet that you see. Right, and there's loads of paps, there's loads of people saying your name. Do you find it awkward? Do you just have to kind of walk through as quickly as you can?
Yeah, I just keep my head down.
And then when you get in, do you talk to the other celebrities when you're in there?
Yeah, I mean, I said hi to Ronan Keating.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then you go into the cinema, and then you must find yourself looking around, seeing who's about, right?
Yeah, you have a look around. It's like, oh, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
And do the real famouses there eat popcorn?
No, there's no popcorn.
What?
There's just one solitary, like a small bottle of water for you. They don't serve drinks that.
You can't buy popcorn.
No popcorn. No.
Has that
spoiled it for you?
No, I just find that mad.
No hot dogs or anything like that.
Nachos?
No. Not there.
What's the point? No, I'm sorry. Like, I thought the royal premiere would be... I expected there'd be some amazing food.
And then we all stood up, the national anthem was on, and then William, Kate and Prince Henry... I keep forgetting his name's Henry, but Harry. They were all there at the back.
And are you allowed to leave to go to the toilet?
No, I didn't see. I was busting to go, but I didn't go. And because it was so late, like, you know, cinemas around the country were showing it last night. They had to wait for the film to start in the premiere until you could watch
That's
it in,
cool.
like, Lakeside.
But let's say...
It didn't happen until, like, 9 o'clock.
So can you only go to the toilet at these things if, say, one of the royals goes to the toilet? If one of them stands up, does everyone stand up? Like,
no, I don't...
What happened?
No, not at all. I thought it was... It doesn't look good, does it, if you're walking out halfway through the Bond film, and I really needed a wee. But at the end of it, oh, it was such a relief.
It's just a fascinating insight into how these things work.
Anyway, that was my night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lovely to bring you back around after playing Jamie Lawson and playing Timber, is there, by Pitbull and Kesha. Mills here, it's Radio 1. Charlie Slough's on at 3:40. It'd be good to see him again. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Scott. Nice to hear you sober.
Nice to hear you sober. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm guessing from your voice that you are from Bristol?
I am. I'm from Bristol.
All right, lover.
All right, my wee bubba, how are you doing,
my love? How can I help you, Christian?
Well, basically, I am obviously Halloween this weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to a Halloween masked ball in Cornwall. With a load of friends, and I'm being set up with this girl who I've never met before in my life, never spoken to her.
Oh, it's a blind date.
Exactly. She's Swedish, and she's called Yoni, but she's been described as massively out of my league.
Here's the thing, you see, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. All Swedish people, without exception, are fit.
It's so true.
Like, really fit. When I went to Sweden, I was amazed by it, Chris.
Yeah.
Go over the border to Denmark. Oof. There's a reason there's a bridge.
But then when you go the other way across the bridge, they're all there just waving at
you.
They're
just waving. They're all like blonde and hot. It's quite incredible. You should go one time.
I do want to go. I've been to surrounding areas, but I've never actually been there. So I do think I need to take a trip. Well, hopefully if this goes well, then I could take a trip, but...
I'm just writing.
She's massively rich as well. So.
I'm just writing down on a. Oh, massively rich.
She's
just,
rich as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's obviously not anything to go by because that would be really shallow of you.
Obviously, of course.
So, who's setting you up on this blind date?
So my friend James Fish, shout out to him. His girlfriend Sophia is setting us up because she goes to uni with this girl. So basically, I have two friends, James and Hamish. They're both going out with girls and. Sophia, who's James's girlfriend's friend, Yoni, has been set up with me.
It's a convenient link.
Yeah.
I'm just writing down on my piece of paper here, like a panellist on Question Time, the key notes here. Swedish, massively rich and out of league. Now, why have they said she's out of your league? That's a bit harsh.
Well, put it this way, I've been winter bulking for the last 5 years. And it's gone very well. But she is, well, as Scott said, she is Swedish, so therefore is incredibly fit.
Now, have you seen any pictures?
I've seen one picture where she kind of... I'm trying to think of who she looks like. Well, she's been described as a Victoria's Secret model, which doesn't really bode well for me, but...
It depends what you're described as.
Are you more high and mighty?
I don't know who I'd describe myself as. A lot of people say a kind of, I don't know, a very posh-looking... A fatter version of Michael McIntyre, I guess, or Chris O'Dowd, compared to.
You're more George from Asda.
Oh.
Okay. So we've got Victoria and we've got George.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Okay, so we know that she's Swedish and fit and a bit rich. And you say that you're a slightly fatter Michael McIntyre.
Yes, exactly.
So have you got any ideas, Christian, on how to, I don't know, make this better for yourself if you are so out of a league, like your friends say?
I'm thinking dress up in a decent way. I don't want to... I heard you guys talking yesterday about, obviously, sexy Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother with that.
I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking go as scary as possible and try and cover up my actual looks.
But hang on, you're going on a first date. You can't... You're not going to wear a Halloween outfit, are you?
Well, that's two different things. I've been told to go all out because that will impress, but then also the girl who knows her said, put a bit of blood over your face and then dress up really smart.
Yeah, so, but it's a Halloween mask ball, you were saying, so isn't everyone wearing a mask anyway?
Not like your typical mask ball where everyone's going to be wearing masks, but everyone is going to be dressed up in a very Halloween-y fashion.
Okay, right. So you want to wear, like, best clothes you can, but also,
exactly.
Like, Halloween up the face a bit.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly, do you know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
Interesting. I mean, it sounded deep, but I think you were talking rubbish.
So how are you going to make yourself more attractive?
Well, I'm thinking a tan is a definite plus.
Really?
Yeah, I do, because I'm pale and I'm from England, so therefore I am always pale. I don't really tan. I lived in Dubai for 2 years and I didn't get a tan at all there. So
yeah, I mean, if you're going to get a tan, you can get one there.
I'm thinking fake is definitely better.
Have you ever done a tan yourself before, though?
I use tanning moisturiser, shamefully. But,
yeah, not the same, not the same.
Well, it just made my hands go really orange. Just didn't look that great. So,
look,
I'm sure you know all about that. But.
Yeah, I do. I mean, for a newbie like yourself, my tip is do not apply yourself. It's easy for anyone to go to the shop that rhymes with Woots or any other pharmacies and get yourself like a self tanning spray. Don't do it yourself. It's not for a beginner like you. Get someone else to do it.
I don't really want to stand there in paper pants while some lady sprays me.
Well, you're going to have to.
Making me do a weird shape.
Like, I've also been to these machines before that are normal. They speak to you in American.
Oh, hang on. That's the Ross from Friends situation, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now put your arm up to the left. They also can be very streaky.
I'm thinking as long as the face and the arms are tanned, because that's the only bit which they're going to go and see.
Well,
I think that's decent. Well, yeah. Don't spit in my basket. But yeah, then...
You listen to this show far too much.
Yeah. That's what all of my friends say. I quote you, Scott, and you, Chris, far too much.
Yeah.
So what this is boiling down to is you saying that you need a tan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Mills, you seem to be saying as a beginner, he shouldn't be applying alone.
Not at all. It's so prone to error.
So who can you ask to tan you? One of your friends? Your mother?
Well, I was thinking that there is a tanning place near me in Henleys. I'm sure you probably know it.
I know Henleys, yeah.
Exactly. Which they do have the self-tanning booth.
Yes.
And they also do it with a woman with a gun.
Yeah, you need woman with a gun, not booth.
Okay. How far in advance do you reckon? If the party's on Saturday...
I'm saying give it 2 days, mate.
So
and also,
it's not
how
stupid.
Much tan? How much tan?
Good question.
Well, I always go pecan. But you might want, for a beginner like yourself, you might not want to go that dark.
Am I going Towie or am I going sort of made in Chelsea?
I think more made in Chelsea.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're going to look like some mahogany antique. You don't want that on a first date.
David Dickinson's
heart. Yeah, you don't want her. You don't want that.
Well, that is Halloween, so if worse comes to worse, go darker and then just blame it on being some kind of Halloween outfit. Say
well,
you're going
that,
as Scott for Halloween or something.
Scott Mills outfit.
I thought you were supposed to go paler for Halloween, not tanned.
True.
Well, yeah, that is a point.
When was the last time you saw a really tanned zombie? You don't.
That's true, actually.
I think that tan will give you a little bit of confidence. I'm surprised to be the one saying that. And I think you just need that bit of confidence in yourself, you know? All this out-of-the-league stuff is rubbish, in my opinion.
Well, will you let me know how this goes, please, with Hot Swedish Girl?
Yes, I shall. I'll give you an email over the weekend or after the weekend, most likely.
That would be lovely, because I'd love to catch up next week.
Cool, no problem.
And remember, for the tanning you want, woman with gun. Don't even think about going in the booth yourself, or worse, going to a pharmacy and trying to apply it.
All right, I'll take that advice on board. I'll tell them that you sent me, and I'll probably get a discount.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. I've got all this up waiting just for you. The Scott Mills
Daily. That's Adele and Hello on BBC Radio 1. It was so nice to hear Adele's voice again. I mean, obviously it's nice to hear her singing voice after like 4 years, but just nice to hear her talk with Grimmie the other day and hear that amazing laugh.
The laugh is back.
Again.
She can't get away from that laugh.
She can't.
Also,
it's so good.
I think that song really suits the season. Do you know what I mean? If it was in, say, summer, that isn't maybe one that you'd see someone like Charlie Sloth playing in Zante.
I've noticed also that it has bells on it, which makes me like it even more. It's got like bells on it, like the X Factor Winners song. That's Adele and Hello. Oh my gosh, it's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah! Oh gosh, inside the place, splash in your face.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you, Millsy?
I'm all right, my love. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. You've been on the sunbeds.
No.
On a holiday, I mean.
Yeah, I've been to Dubai. That's
have you
I've
really?
Been. Yeah, I have.
You look well for it.
Thanks, one of his darling. Safaris.
Oh, it's really? Was it a safari? Was it a show?
Can't go on safari in Dubai.
Was it a show?
What do you mean?
Was you gigging?
Oh, no, I was just there on...
On a holiday.
On a holiday.
Don't know, fam.
Looking after himself.
Couple of cocktails.
Don't know. I went on holiday this weekend.
Did you actually go... Oh, flash before me there.
Music.
Oh, dear.
I just like to point out I was in Dubai, so it was definitely cocktails.
Yes.
Yes? Where have you been?
Windsor.
What?
What are you laughing for?
Safari Park?
No, man, went to Legoland.
Is it?
Don't know, cuz.
It's good, isn't it?
It was sick.
Are you on a tour of those at the moment? What's next, Burb World?
Do you like that place because you feel extra massive there? You're like that one in Ghostbusters, you know, the big...
That's
thing
rude.
Going through the city.
Why are we taking it there? Chris, why are we taking it there?
No, because everything's so small in Legoland.
No, it's not.
It's all little Lego villages. And
There's a little Lego village.
Lego
it's not
people.
All little Lego villages.
And then
villages.
In comes Charlie Sloth.
That's how like EastEnders.
Good to see you.
To see you, nice.
So let's play Real or No Real. Today, the voice of Real or No Real is Stefan Powell off of Radio 1 News.
I love Stefan.
Yeah, here we go.
There is a radio station in America that only plays Halloween music all year round.
What's Halloween music?
Well, you know, in fact, there's actually a limited playlist for that.
What have you got? A Thriller?
Ghostbusters.
It
was a Monster Mash.
Yep. Beat Freaks, Somebody's Watching Me.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that Michael Jackson who featured on that? Or he wrote that?
Somebody's Watching Me.
It's a sample, isn't it?
Oh.
And that's it. No, there are others.
What others?
Are there?
Yeah, there are.
What others are
there's
there?
There's loads of, like, Halloween...
Adam's Family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
Banger.
Yeah.
What else? Let's
name
two
more. That was my song on Halloween Strictly last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bat Out of Hell.
Probably you could do Get Away with Fester Skank now, couldn't you?
Yeah,
that's
loads.
A good one. Good one.
So does this radio station play Halloween music all year round? A bit pointless, if you ask me.
Can you imagine being a DJ on that?
Because you'd go insane.
Mm. Maybe it's one with them with, you know, just music.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because you can't see the need for Halloween music the rest of the year.
But there will be some idiots out there that like it all year round.
Mm.
I mean, it's people out there that would like it all year round to hear the scary music.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No. Who would want to hear that?
There's people out there, cos. There's people
no,
out there.
No, there isn't. Not all year round.
There's some radio stations out there, I'm not going to mention no names, that play the same music every day, all year round.
Oof.
10 tracks.
Burn. Real or no real?
I think there isn't going to be a demand for this, Scott, so I'm going to say no real.
Nah. I can
no
preserve...
Yes, real, not just nah.
I was thinking, come on, man. I was trying to make this sincere and thoughtful. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
It is. It's called Doomed, and the website says it's a scary, haunting soundtrack where Halloween is every single day. I know this because I used it at my Halloween party last year. There's also one for Christmas.
Is there?
There's not even one. There's several for Christmas all year round. You can get them.
Mm.
And also, there's one I found the other day which just has spa music on it. So it's the music you get if you're having a massage in a spa.
Wow.
Why were you searching for that then?
Just because I wanted something well relaxing to listen to.
All right.
Bit of alone time, just me and me.
Right.
And next.
The world's most expensive footballer, Gareth Bale, eats pre-match meals of beans on toast.
That's strange, isn't it? Because he's minted, that guy.
Minted.
He could have anything before the match. And also, you'd think it would be like, I don't know, before the match you need like a thing of energy, don't you?
Beans provide that, though.
Yeah, but a lot of beans on toast would be... I don't know.
It just seems too normal for someone that rich.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It's a bit like if you saw, I don't know, Alan Sugar having cheese on toast. It would look like, well, that's weird.
But surely because Lord Alan Sugar is a millionaire, it doesn't mean it stops him from eating cheese on toast.
It just seems too normal for me.
Really? But he's a normal dude. He's just got more pee.
I imagine that more pee.
More stash.
More pee.
More pee. More money.
I imagine rich people to only eat like kale, quinoa, sushi, organic goods.
Cause
no,
I'm on that. You know, beans on toast, cheese on toast.
What's your pre-show meal or meals?
It's kind of changed, to be honest. For the last few months, it's been chicken salad, tomato soup.
Really?
Yeah. Some macaroni cheese as a bit of a treat, and then in the evening, that's when I go in.
What do you do in the evening?
But in the evening, he goes in.
Yeah, I go in the evenings. I'm all about that steak life.
Is it?
I've got to have a breast of something.
Sure.
You know, a bit of chicken breast.
Duck breast.
A little bit of fillet. Yeah.
Excellent.
Some roast vegetables.
Yeah, very good. You are really looking after yourself these days, aren't you?
And then before the gigs, is there... Because the thing is with Gareth Bale here, it's probably a routine that he's had from a young age. It's worked well for him. He's carried it through.
I do that.
And to be professional. So what about before the gigs?
Honey roasted peanuts, dry roasted peanuts and Haribos. I've told you this before. It's not a joke. I do that pre-show, every show. I've got 3 gigs tonight, actually.
And you store them in his...
So I'll do that 3 times.
Oh, you put them in your hat. You got 3 gigs tonight?
3 gigs tonight.
You're a machine.
I'm a machine. I'm a man. I'm a myth. I'm a legend.
Gareth Bale. Does he eat pre-match meals of beans on toast?
Nah,
real or no real?
I can't see him doing it. I reckon he's the type of dude that lets things go to his head because he definitely feels like he's away from the rest of us right now. He's a bit deluded.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him in a private jet the other day.
There we are. He doesn't eat beans on toast.
I'm saying no real.
That one... is real.
Told you, I said real.
Former teammate Kyle Walker said in an interview that he used to eat beans on toast when they used to play together, but not sure if he does anymore.
I said real. Why are you crossing me off? You didn't even let me answer, so I say real.
And next,
disgruntled shoppers are responding to early Christmas adverts by covering them in wrapping paper.
I want my points for that one.
You're not having any points.
I want my points for
you. So just need to answer quicker, do you know what I mean?
But I want my points. I said yes. How did you know? I said yes.
Is that some kind of protest then? Because that's a rubbish protest, isn't it? Because that's just making it feel even more Christmassy.
So I think you've got your posters up and it's like, buy this now for Christmas. And what they're doing is they are covering them in wrapping paper, which you're right. If it's Christmas wrapping paper, it's completely defeating the object.
They're saying it's too early for it. Are you excited for Christmas now, Charlie?
I don't even know where we're at right now. Like, I'm still confused as to why you didn't give me my 10 points. I didn't even hear the question. I didn't hear the question. Okay. I was too caught up with you not giving me my 10 points.
So there's these Christmas adverts that are around the place. These shoppers that are annoyed with these Christmas adverts being up right now because they think it's too early have started covering them up in wrapping paper.
Oh.
Thanks for that, for transcribing that for me there. So what do we think? Are they so annoyed that they're covering the Christmas adverts in wrapping paper?
It's not that early, though, is it, really? What are we, like 7 weeks away?
Yeah.
About 60 days, yeah. Not counting.
Are you excited for Christmas,
Charlie? I love Christmas. Yeah? I love a bit of Christmas.
All
I
the
do.
Foods.
Don't know. I'm going to get a chef in again this year.
What do you want for Christmas this year, though? Is there a particular present that you've got on your mind?
We've done that last year. It was amazing.
We did do it last year.
Okay. Can we just answer the question?
What do I want for Christmas this year?
Okay.
Real
or no real?
I'm just trying to figure out what I want for Christmas.
Think about it and we'll pick this up again next Fat Tuesday.
You answer the question.
I'm going to say this is real.
Yes?
I'm not even
you need
sure
to answer quicker.
What am I answering?
The one about the covering and wrapping paper.
This one is no real, this one.
That one is real.
Ah, it happened in Plymouth. Someone's covering up adverts after the Christmas lights being switched on. They're not happy. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 10, Charlie got 20.
And you're going to be on one extra in a minute?
Yeah. What do you think I should get for Christmas?
I have no idea.
But I'm thinking there's so many things.
Wheel them out.
I'm just not sure whether I should get a new bike. Maybe a car.
Bye-bye now.
Maybe. Why are you wheeling me out
for? We need new wheels on that.
Blimey.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We're back tomorrow at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast, Scott Mills Daily, search for it, download it, or hit subscribe, and you'll get it free every single day.